Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The all-new apocalypse-ready weekend sports breakfast from beyond the Thunderdome. Take it away, Tina.
Wake up at 7. Weekend sports breakfast.
It's been a very busy week in the world of sport.
The big names of sport are on the line.
Good morning, it's the Weekend Sports Breakfast.
We've got Tony Cascarino.
Oh, I love that. How brilliant.
He's gone straight from the casino.
That never happened.
Morning balls and cappuccinos on Talk Sport.
The all-new Talk Sport Weekend Sports Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 7 on Talk Sport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
One of my favourite trails, that one.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
It's an earworm for me.
Whenever Paul or Andy are away, they do a special. But don't worry, any clips you've heard this week will be on a bumper. Clips of the week next week when Paul and Andy are reunited. So we're doing a weekend sports breakfast special. I haven't heard these ones. It's exciting. We'll start with Cass chatting to Lincoln boss Danny Cowley during last season's cup run.
The players are desperate to get promoted because
players have been brilliant.
They've had a great season, and I've been lucky enough to meet one of them. I thought he was a fantastic person.
Marco Fambastic.
It's a great compliment. I don't think you could be described as anything better than Fambastic, could you?
Not really. Now, here's Georgie bringing you all the latest headlines.
With a Renault traffic ban, what fan's best medium van for the second year running? Your top stories: Wolves have sacked Kenny Janet.
Sorry, I've forgotten that one.
This is Georgie and Cass looking at the latest odds with Nicola Magidi.
I thought Brighton were a really big price. Considering their level with Everton on the same points and they're at home, tell us the price of them, Nicola.
I'm with you. They are priced at 11-5.
Are they?
Really shocked.
It was Bingham quite high.
She must have sat on a drawing pin or something.
Tony and Georgie here are discussing the perils of the rumour mill.
How many times you heard about a golfer or someone who's done what and you say, what's happened there? And they go, well, apparently this has happened.
Yeah,
You know, it's all these stories. They spread like wildflower.
Wildflowers do spread.
They actually do. I don't see why it's a clip, to be honest.
Quite as combustible as wildflower.
No, probably not.
I can't even say the word combustible.
No, you can't. This is George and Cass chatting all things Man City and Tony posing something of a head scratcher.
I know Aguero was injured yesterday, but I don't see Aguero being there next season.
I think the question is, Georgie, are Aguero a better team with Aguero in it or without him?
I'd say with him they're better, aren't they? Aguero United are better if he's there.
What a fine team they are. And here's Georgie looking ahead to another excellent commentary on TalkSport.
We'll have commentary of England against Germany, which is on Tuesday evening. Sam Matterface returns to the microphone. You've got Ray Parler alongside him. So that will be, oh, please, God, let them be better, is all I can think, frankly.
I think they normally do a good job, don't they? It's a bit harsh on them.
It's good to have feedback, though, isn't it? You've got to accept it.
I think we know what Georgie meant there.
Staying with Georgie, here she is describing her perfect morning routine.
Wherever you're going today, be careful, please, because there is snow out there, much to my excitement. Nothing like too much coffee and a little bit of white stuff first thing in the morning.
Well, there you go.
Not sure about that.
Never floats your boat, Georgie.
Cass and Georgie now, talking to Jim Proudfoot during the World Cup, and Tony suddenly goes a bit cockney.
I really don't want to tempt fate, but I would fancy England in similar circumstances again.
What about, Jim, I was going to ask you, what about also?
What about?
He's quite cockney anyway, isn't he? Obviously. And proudly Irish, obviously.
Of course.
Are you all right?
Excuse me, Ian, I'm fine.
You've got half 20 minutes left.
No, I'm good.
Can you make it? Good.
All good.
Here's Tony mixing his football analogies.
I think it's very, very difficult. There are so many black and white situations that happen in a match, and the biggest area of all is the grey area.
Can't argue with that, really.
I don't know, I'm trying to work it out. Yeah, makes sense.
This is Georgie trailing an exciting Welsh rugby guest.
Yaya Evans will come on, the former Wales, British Lions and Bath winger.
What, Ewan Toure? Yaya Evans?
Do you remember Colo Evans? He was a great flanker.
Colo and Yaya Evans, the brothers.
Of course, it's the Super Bowl this weekend. Here's Tony turning his attention to the NFL.
You know American sport far better than me, especially American football, Georgie, but it always they seem to be at leatherheads all the time within American football.
Leatherheads. Now, they did used to wear those leather helmets in the old Red Grange. He used to wear them.
Well, I mean, leatherhead could apply to be the 51st state, couldn't it? Just to help him out.
It's true. Here's Georgie with an interesting take on the possibility of alien life forms.
I would not have recognised Stoke if I turned on the telly and I'd come in from an alien planet, turned on the telly and seen the red and white stripes. I would have been thinking, maybe that's Southampton.
I don't know what the aliens think. Do they get in free?
Very good point, isn't it?
They have their own section.
No, I'm just suggesting that all the aliens have got an encyclopedic knowledge of Southampton, haven't they? So they go, well, you know, what do they learn before they come down here? They learn about Tommy Widdrington and Egil Ostenstadt. They get that lesson first, don't they? This is golfer Graham Storm joining the guys on the show.
The one thing that I've said all along is that, you know, I'm not going to set targets or goals this year, because every time I've done that, I've put too much pressure on myself. So this time it's all about, you know, turning up each week.
And what's your goal then this year then, Graham?
Not to have any goals, I think, Tom. I think you'll find, basically. Back to Georgie again, this time with some breaking boxing news.
Hello, it's the Weekend Sports Breakfast. Coming up, we'll talk Anthony Joshua. Dillian White also fought last night, as did Katie Price.
Actually, you know, you've
got to get back in the public eye.
You'd get a good crowd, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And finally, it's Tony at the start of another busy Weekend Sports Breakfast, giving out the contact details.
Give us a call on 08717 223344 or text us on 81089, email via TalkSport, free that is, or tweet us at TalkSport.
Well, no, but you've got .com, you've got .org, and you've got .r. This is a sort of pirate.
What about .r? No, well done to Tony and Georgie. It's a great listen, and I listen to it every week, so I hope they took that in the spirit it was intended.
Is it your favourite show at the weekends, Andy?
Well, my favourite show really is the Weekend Sports Breakfast, followed by the warm-up.
That's on which day?
Well, preferably on the Sunday for
okay.
me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
No, I do. It was like not a leading question.
I do like the Saturday.
Do you?
Warm. Oh yes.
Really?
Well, I like everything on TalkSport.
You do, don't you?
I do.
You listen to all of it, don't you? Is there any time you're not listening? Because
rare, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right? What about sleeping?
Well, I have it on during the night as I'm asleep. It's a subconscious
right,
thing.
I understand. I understand.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.